What's up, everybody? Your boy Israel here. So I just witnessed something very rare in mainstream media. So CNN's Jake Tapper interviewed Joe Biden. He actually pushed him a little bit on the issue of NAFTA. This is something I've been advocating to you guys for a while on this channel about NAFTA and how that's probably Biden's weak point. We know in 2016, Trump went after Hillary Clinton on economic issues, which worked really well for Trump. Now he's down this rabbit hole of far-left Antifa-controlled Biden narrative. I don't think that's going to work out for him. Let's run this clip. Really interesting dialogue here. We'll
come back. Something else he did is he renegotiated NAFTA.
He did.
He renegotiated NAFTA. Now, when you ran for president and when Barack Obama ran for president, you both said you would renegotiate NAFTA. You didn't. He did. Nancy Pelosi said that the USMCA, which President Trump signed into law, is a, quote, victory for America's workers. Does he deserve credit for that?
No, I think, remember, he wasn't the one that pushed that particular one that passed. The House amended the bill so he couldn't.
He signed it.
By the way, it's a big deal, though. Here's what they amended. He was given pharma a way out, giving him a gigantic break, just like he's doing now with pharma. They're building plants overseas and getting tax breaks for it. That's what it was about with him. And they said, no, we're not going to do that.
He renegotiated NAFTA and you didn't, is the point. I mean,
because we had a Republican Congress that wouldn't go along with us renegotiating it.
But doesn't he deserve some credit for that? It's better. The USMCA is better than NAFTA.
It is better than NAFTA. But look what.
All right, there you have it, folks. I do think at the beginning he was kind of going down the right path. Joe Biden was. See, he was pointing out some of the flaws in the current one, in the current what's going on now, as well as, you know, talking about how it wasn't really Trump's USMC trading deal. It was more like Congress. Either way, Jake Tapper's right, too. Trump deserves credit for at least getting something done for the American people on trade, whereas Joe Biden and Barack Obama's administration, that administration got nowhere. And, you know, the blaming of the Republican Senate and Congress or what have you, where he ended that there, it's not a really strong argument. You know, it's just kind of, it doesn't come off strong. It doesn't come off like somebody who has a plan to not have that happen again. That's the whole point, is we don't want a stalemate situation where nothing gets done. And you're just admitting to, well, that's the reason why nothing got done under my administration or under my boss's administration. So not looking too good for Joe Biden on that one. Obviously, Joe Biden's still leaning Donald Trump. Donald Trump still has a lot to make up here. But this is something he needs to harp away on. If he's going to want to make a comeback now, at this point, he needs to harp away on economic stuff. Stop leaning on the social justice stuff and the racial stuff, because that's not moving. If you look at these polls, that's not moving the needle for or against Biden or for or against Trump. So neither of them are benefiting from that. The economic thing does seem to sway the very little margin of people who are still undecided. Let me know what you think down in the comment section below. I thought this was really interesting, and catch you guys in the next segment. Peace.